We find passages of Yishlach. The famous story of Yaakov meeting up with Esav. Before they meet up, Yaakov sends to Esav Alochim, the father of Esav, O Alochim, Aratzesir, Stei Edoim. Leisav Oysom Leimor, Koi Soim Hun Leves Leisov, Ladunil Leisov, Kiyomar Abdecho Yaakov, Im Lovon Gad Veichor, and Otto, I was with Lovon, and later, Vahili Shor, Vahamor, Tsoin, Vahavid, Vishivcho, Vahashlcho, Lahagid, Ladoini, Nimsochein Beinecho. I had a shore and a chamor, tzoyin, ever b'shivcho, and I sent this. Lo yidiel ashani bo'elach, I'm coming to you. I'm tzochei b'einecho. So Rashi's followed by a very strong question over here. Vayhili shore v'chamor. He didn't have one shore. He didn't have one chamor. He had many. So why would he tell Esav that he has only one shore? It's a sheker. So Rashi brings, Rashi's bothered by the question. He pushed the question. I even sure, but I have one shore, one chamor. He didn't give him one shore. He gave him a bunch of shore. He gave him a bunch of chamor. So Rashi says, Derech Eretz Loimar, Al Shvor Ma'ar Beishor. There's a Derech Eretz, the way is to say, when you have a lot, you have one. That's a big chiddush. I'm saying, you want to tell somebody, what's your bank account like? You say, I have $1 there. Right, whatever. Let's say, Derech Eretz, the way is, we have a lot of, that's the way of the land. But Rashi brings a marshal. He says, we have a marshal to this. Derech Eretz, Loim HaShvarim, Harvi Shor. You say, when you have a lot, you say, Shor, what's the marshal? Odom Oyel Chaveh Balayla. A guy's in the middle of the night. He hears the rooster crow. Korah Tarnagol. So what do you say? There's not only one, there's 50 rooster crows. He says, don't say all the roosters, say one rooster crow. Gevaldik a riot, all you saw, Mayin Shemitah. The Chor over there, there's no Nafkamina. There's no Nafkamina where the 50 crow. You want to know, Tarnagol was called at night. So you say a Tarnagol crow, because that's the rooster crow, that's the time of the rooster crow. Here, there's a Nafkamina how many you have, the ace. So I wanted to say maybe I'll be shot. It's very geschmack. Rashi, the fear of the garage, this mom is a Chor Poshu shot. Rashi, the free of the Gerashi, says, "Vahili shor v'chamor abba oimeli mital shemayim shmenei haaretz. Abba oimeli mital shemayim shmenei haaretz. Zu enen lo meshmayim haaretz." Meaning, Klapi Esav, the whole nafkamina is if you got the brachas, because abba, that was what he's worried about. My father said mishmanei haaretz mital shemayim. This is not. So Klapi Esav is no nafkamina. Ella what? The stam people don't talk about it. It's like Rashi. That's the way he talk about it. It's no nafkamina. No, that's very geschmack. That's Rashi preceded this, the Rashi before. We want to say another mahalach api inyan tonight. Be'ez Hashem, I hear the shor b'chamot tzoyin ve'ev b'shivcho, v'esh lahagid l'adoy. So Yaakov, we know the famous Yisoy Reboisa, the famous story. It's in all the coloring books, in page 18. The coloring books, they say, yeah, you're essentially a little kid. They have that coloring book with the struggle of Yaakov and Esav. Everybody remembers from the kindergarten. And when Yemoibu wrote with that black crayon, they got nervous. Sent them to the psychologist. Why is he coloring Yaakov's face black? He has issues. They sent him down to the psychologist already. Everybody remembers that. They're too black. He's angry. They only have black crayons. What do they want from me? He's angry. Anyway, well, the mice in the coloring book, you had the struggle, like the hugging each other, remembers from the coloring books, probably the last time. Anyway, but kids, but anyway, measure the coloring books, they're struggling. So in the struggle, they come out that, before we get to the struggle, there's another book, I forgot to put the other page, page 17 in the coloring books, over the famous zone. Yaakov in the middle of the night is going over the bridge, and he's out there a little night, and everybody sees the Yaakov goes back over the bridge in the middle of the night before he gets the thing, and he goes back to those little pachim katana, we call the little vessels. So again, he makes it all black, but then he tells the psychologist that it's night. He has to make it black. It was night, but anyway, he goes back and he goes to the vessels. So Chozi Yaakov pachim katana. And what happens, we go back to Hachem Tanen, the famous fight on page 18 of the coloring book. He's there fighting with the Sarah Shal Esau. So Kama Kushi was the famous Kasha. Everybody asks, everybody wants to know why he went back to the Perkei Pachim. Why is he going back with small little vessels? That's a Gemara. That's not a Kasha. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says he went back. But Lamaisa, it's interesting that the struggle, which is one of the most famous struggles, which in this struggle wasn't just the struggle, the struggle had so much meaning. If you know him, Kabbalah, all the mystical things, but this struggle was the struggle with us with the Yetzirah till the end of times. Ara Loisa Shacha. Right? It also, Baruch Hashem made it into the song. I don't know who sings it. Baruch Hashem was so famous, it made a song by Barry Davis, whoever his name is. Whatever, anyway, by Yavasi Yagalavada, whoever sings it. Right? So Baruch Hashem, it was a famous pasuk, it made it into, you know, that's if you're lucky, Baruch Hashem, you know, Pesukim Alag, again, so that everybody knows that. But Yavasi Yagalavada, oh, so Yaakov's Levado, and he struggles with the Malach, but we have to know the significance of Chorah Levado, the significance that the Pshat, that why the struggle took place, Davka, at the moment, he was going back for those small little vessels. What was the significance of that? Now back to the scene, page 18, in the coloring book, he struggled with the Malach. This is one of the most interesting things you ever find in the Chumash Rabbi Yisrael. So the Ma'i said they're having a struggle. So finally, no one's winning. So Vayoyimah, he sees that he's not me, he hits him in the leg. Vayoyimah, Shalcheni, Ki Ola Hashacha, send me away, for time has come, I have to go, the mouth says. Vayoyimah, Lo Shalakim Bechtani, you have to give me a bracha. Vayoyimah, Yilov, Mashmecha, what's your name? Vayoyimah, Yaakov. He said, okay, that's fair. I mean, he was struggling the whole night, you know. All of a sudden, he wants to know what's your name. So he says, "Vayoyim el Yoyim." Like the mouth knows, "Vayoyim el Yaakov Yemei Od Shimcha Kim Yisrael." I'm giving you a new name, Yisrael. Kim Sarisim Elokim. It's so interesting that the Malach of Yisrael over here is giving the name of Yisrael. Why is he giving the name here? And it seems that he's giving the bracha here. Is it the bracha with the name? What's going on? But then it comes even more shver. Vayishal Yaakov. So Yaakov asks, okay, I gave you my name, you give me your name. This is, you know, tit for tat. I want you to get name, you give me your name, please. State name, please. Yoimazeh, Lomazeh, Tishalish me. What are you asking my name for? What are you asking my name? What do you mean? You ask my name. I could say the same question to you. What are you asking my name for? What are you asking my name? I want to know your name. What's wrong with asking your name? Peladik Pesukim over here. I'm not telling your name. What do you want to know my name for? Kurt Pel. Oh. So we want to say this year, that we had to come at the hairs and brothers. What's it? Alu the hair, but it's the choira. Shtarik at the hair over here in this parish. It was a very big yisoy for all of us. Chizuk beis Hashem for Chanukah time of year. Many other questions, but the Ikki question. I want to start with one more question, verse. So Yaakov and Esav meet up, page 19, the coloring books. They meet up finally, and he tries to bite his neck. His teeth get hard, right? Everybody knows the story. Esav's teeth fall out, and there's nothing to color by the teeth. Anyway, but Esav Einav is out. So if Yaakov finally come in front of him, he put one by one with the whole Eder, everybody. And he sees the men and the females, he sees the whole family. Who are these? Who are these to be yours? The Pashup shot, Mi Eilaloch. Who is this? Who are these people? These are my yildim. What is going on over here? What is Esav? Is not a stupid man. Forget, everyone knows his head was rolled into Gmaras Mapel. They have it there. The Arabs sit out there, or whoever sits out there, and they worship the head of him. Esav's head's in there. But they got in. Esav was a very smart man. He sees a man with a few wives, with women. Okay, let's not call wives that we don't know. A man with four women and kids. So let's try to figure this out. Algebra. A plus B squared this man, this woman, and kids. Who are these people? What do you mean, who are these people? What's his question? Me, Eilaloch? So Rashi, who are these to you? They're my third cousins twice removed. I just happened to be walking with them through the desert. I'm babysitting. It's my great grandmother's kids. I'm babysitting them. Long lost cousins. The 10 lost tribes. I found them. I mean, what's going on over here? What do you mean, Eilaloch? Who are these kids? Who are these people? Obviously, so Akum says, it's my kids. Oh, that's a genius answer. What's going on? What's the interaction? There's a paladin in the house. So the Chori, we want to say like this, but it's a big Yisoid over here, but it's a big Yisoid which starts back way before. It starts back in Parshas, told us. In the first meetup between Esav and Yaakov, since they were in the mother's womb, they fought already in the mother's womb. The first time we see they meet up again, Rabbi Isai, is when Yaakov, Esav, comes back from the field and he's very tired. And he's hungry. And he's a person that likes to eat big meals. And Yaakov Avinu happens to be sitting out there like a good old yeshiva man making cholent. Must be Thursday night, and when I say after Seder, he's making cholent. Give me some of that red grub. First of all, it's a paladin gazah. At the end of the day, everybody say, what was Yaakov doing outside? So he wasn't making cholent. Rashi tells us the whole story. This was a day, a very sad day. The great, great tzaddik Ador Avraham Avinu was niftah, and he sat out Yaakov making the Sudas Havrah, which were lentils. And these lentils were round. That's why it's round. And he was making these lentil beans, and Esav sees these lentil beans. So Yaakov Avinu says, "Michra hayoyim es b'choyros chali, sell me b'choy." What brought out this wild thing? He just asked for some soup. Give me some grub, I'm hungry. Sell me your bechayra. I mean, what's going on over here? First of all, was it fair? The guy's tired. Secondly, give me your bechayra. Like, what is that? For what? For a bowl of soup? Like, what kind of, how's that fair? The guy's tired and ayef. And what is the significance of Kain Karshmai Edun? He's cool, he saw the lentils. They're red. Oh! We're calling you red from now, you redneck. We're calling you red. They gave him a name, Edom. The name Edom they have today, the whole Malchus Edom, where was it gestempled? By the lentil soup, my son. That's when it was stempled, the name Edom. So I think the Pshad, everybody says, Yaakov Avinu wasn't stomp cooking lentils outside for nothing, right? He comes into the house, Yaakov is cooking the lentils. Yaakov could have meant that he had a purpose. He wanted a person to understand that there was a Misa, there's a Avelus. We have to realize it's a sad time, and if you can't, you were Takagorim, by the way. You don't want to tell him that, but he was Takagorim, and Durashi, my other brother. But he was busy that day, Esav, the Sada. And he wasn't just, Chazal tells us he was doing not such proper activity in the Sada. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, he comes back and he's, oh yeah, Beira. So Yaakov wants to get him to have some thought, to think a little bit, and to recognize the significance of the object in front of him. The significance of the object in front of him has meaning. The lentils have meaning. This is something to it. It's not just lentils. But when he sees Esav answers and says, you know what? Give me some of that Edom. Esav is seeing only the superficial, outward, big, flash billboard. He's not seeing into the specific little lentil bean, which has so much meaning. And Yaakov Avinu realized that this is not just
a hat meeting. This is not just a coincidence that Yaakov, because he's tired. This is the taich of Esav HaRasha. Esav HaRasha is into the flash, into the grandeur, the big. He's not ready to see the small. He's not ready to make anything of the little. He's into the big. He's into the popularity, into the charismatic. He's not into the small, little things that have a lot of meaning. And therefore, Al-Kain Kershmo Edun. When you see some red is more a color that attracts the eye immediately. That's why a woman is not supposed to wear red, because it attracts the eye immediately. It's the thing that goes to the eye immediately. It's the thing that makes an impression on a person. Esav stood, and they stand for all together. Edom, stand on his Edom, aestheticism, the good, the big, the prosperous, the wealthy, everything that makes a noise. Edom, the Gemara says, we don't hear today from the Gemara says in Seif Marcus, we hear the coil of the Roimi, the coil of the noise, the tumult, the outward tumult. But the inner, the small, the meaningful of the lentils did not pierce Esav's eyes, and therefore he couldn't have the Bechayim. And Be'emes, this is the Yisoid, HaYisoid of the fight with the Yetzer Hara, with Esav Sar. Lomazet Ishal Ishmir Bas, I want to type this here, a whole new Mahalach. The Pshat, Rabbi Yisai, in a name. What's a name, Rabbi Yisai? You know, everybody knows these sort of names. Ramban and Shmoy in the beginning of Bereishis tells us. Well, the Mishnah gave names. Names are not just a way of relating to objects. Names are supposed to touch the essence of the person. And that means much more, Rabbi Yisai, because when we give a name to something, we're not only giving it a name, we're designating for it a tachlis. The essence of the name is not just the name to call the person by in order to get his attention. The name relates to the essence of the human. And the essence means the tafkid. And that means that everybody's given a name because the tachlis of everybody in that name, by giving that name, is that he has, no matter who he is, no matter how big he is, no matter how small he is, and how smart he is, how dumb, he has a tafkid in this world that no one else has. And that tafkid has to become to fruition. And that's what the name is all about. The whole Yisoid of Esav and Edom, it's Soro Shel Esav, Lomazet Tishal Shmi, means that I'm not touching up everything, because by them it's only the big. Lomazet Tishal Shmi, I don't have to give names to things, because by me it's all one big thing. There's no specifics. It's only the big, the mighty, the warriors, the weak, the feeble, the people that are not nechshav, don't have that loudness, that greatness, that... By us, it's not... But it doesn't mean anything. And therefore, what is the upshot of what you say is, the upshot is that in this world, that's mechasad elokus. Because we realize that everything, hakol, shahakol, bar lechvoida, everything in this world, from the smallest little piece of grass to the highest mountain, they all proclaim Yad Hashem, and even in the smallest things, even the little things, there is godless. Yaakov Avinu Davka is called Yaakov Avinu, the Akev. The Akev is the back heel, if I say, it doesn't have so much of a tachlis. And that's what we think. But the Akev, the Yaakov, becomes the great Yisrael, because we understand at the end of the day that you overcame this need of really that the katan, or something that's very small, something that l'chor is insignificant. It is no such thing of insignificance. Everything has meaning, everything has tachlis, everything has greatness, and it doesn't matter how size or how loud or how big or how tumultuous it is. It could be very, very small, and very, very tiny, and very, very little. And this was what came of Esav. Esav saw Yaakov Avinu when he left him. He was a yeshiva man, running away.
with his broken hat, running away, Shiva man, trying to make it out. And he saw, Esau was the warrior fighting everybody. And he's running away from his brother and Eliphaz. He knew Eliphaz. He sent Eliphaz after him. Eliphaz took away all his money. So here he is. His hat is even more broken now. He had to buy another hat. It was in the gemach. It was a special gemach for people it was a special gemach for people who only shop by gemachs. And they mamish, it's like a triple headed gemach where you give it after you've been used by in the gemach, you give it back to the gemach. That's where he got his new hat. And he's running away to Lovin's house with his hat broken. And he comes back to Lovin's house and he's a broken man. And he's going to Lovin's house. He knows who Lovin is. He heard the stories from his mom, Laban. He wasn't the most honest fellow. Car salesman. I wouldn't buy a car from him. And he's going to go there. And it's at 87. He ran away. He caught up with him. He knew he was 84. He came there. The old man with no money. And he's going to Laban. Have a gun to Laban over there in Laban's house. The house of the crook. He's going to the crook's house. And he's an old, feeble man. What did he come back with? He'll come back with nothing. Maybe he'll have a horse, three-legged. He was able to manage to buy the three-legged horse. He has to carry the horse on his back. He'll come back. Maybe he has a wife, some lady. I don't know where he found her. No one would have wanted to marry her anyway. She was about 98. Going on 99, he took her out of the hospital. The Shem of Rochus was in Bellinson. Shem Yirachit. His wife is on a camel that traveled through a transport system. He just got finished Shem of Rochus. Her heart couldn't hold out for the whole Shem of Rochus. She's on life support. Oh, Yishav, take it easy! You'll put her over the creek! That's easy to come back with. A child? Maybe you can adopt two kangaroos. You know, today, it's a little difficult situation. They go and want to get children. Two dogs. One for me and one for you. They divorce. You gotta go out with a dog at least. There's something there to remember you. Somebody will cry at your funeral. Barky. He'll bark up the hesped. Baraku. That's the down for the Ahmed. Anyway, Bekitza, so at the end of the day, who's Yaakov going to come back with the Baisai? This broken man, Mamish Kibrosh, Kishikish, he's going to meet up with this guy. Here he sees four beautiful wives, children, massive thing. Me, Eilaloch. What is going on over here? This is not my hashkafa. I hold big, mighty 400 men, bulging muscles. That's how you make it in this world. Pop it up. Another muscle on top of Popeye. That's how you make it in this world. Scrawny little guy, cuddle guy. He barely can lift a feather. What's he doing with all these children over here? It's not shaykh. It's against my hashkafa. Can't be. Me Eilaloch. How is this possible? This is a steer to my whole. There can't be a scrawny little guy like you sitting in koilo your whole life. This, you have a masterpiece. You know, when you go into these beautiful koilo families, the boys, they come in, they see the family painting at the chassid of the last kid, the 27th kid, all single birth. She's been since 18. She's been, it's you again. We saw you last year. You have your bed reserved every year. 27 straight years, she has a baby. And then you see the family, about 700 grand. You see in the middle, you come into the house, you see that big picture, unbelievable. Wow, they had to get like mamish Rembrandt to paint it. So big, it covered six walls, all the family members. The camera guy was going crazy, 45 minutes. Move over to the right, I got to get like some massive camera machine, 45 feet, to get everybody in the picture. Oh, little Yanka, I don't see your nose. Move it over. 700 grandchildren sitting there, and they're sitting in the middle, such a lovely couple. And you go into the other guy's house, next door neighbor, Nebuch, the guy who has the Pepsi Cola bottle cap. He was in yeshiva one day, but he went out to the world. He think, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be a rich man. He's left destitute. His kid ran away. There's one kid that he had. One time ran off, and he has a big picture in the living room. Him and Barky. He lifts it over. Big frame also, but it's just, can't see too much. The clouds above. And there he is at the beach with Barky. His wife left him a long time ago. But at least he has his dog. Kitsa. So this was Esav's Ashkafa. Esav said, how can this be? How is this? It's not Shaykh. What did Yaakov say? Elokim Chanan. I have to turn him the lesson of life. It's the Ibn Shalom who grants everybody what they have in this world. Parnasa, Gesund, family. It's all the Ibn Shalom. So if you have a scrawny 84-year-old man ran away from his brother with not a penny, he knew his penny. He sent Alifa. Alifa came back with the money. I robbed him blind. Pa! We're going to get the loot. And he robbed him blind. He came to his penniless to the crook. He's not coming out with anything. Not a dog's leg. And here he is with everything because the Ibn Shalom's in control. And if he wants, he's going to give it everything. This was Yaakov Miller. From the weak, from the feeble, from the people that we don't think, because the Ibn Shalom's world, he's running the world. And Yaakov Miller taught, that was telling Esav the lesson. Elokim, Asher Chonani Elokim, V'chiyesh Li Koil. This was the difference in the Hashkafa. Yesh Li Rab. I have a lot. Because everything's about a lot. Everything's big. Everything has to be big. It's like America. Everything is big. You want to get a soda? You go to 7-Eleven. That's going to be a big Slurpee. Not just a small cup. I just want a little thing. Here it is. 17-ounce cup. How can you drink so much? No wonder so many people are obese in America. 17-ounce cup. You have to get. I'm looking for the large pizza. They have a new thing. XX, I thought it was only in underwear. Extra, extra large pizza now. In case you want to eat all of you by yourself and then, you know, gain 75 pounds overnight. So you sit down in the chair, all four legs go. You have to eat the pizza pie. It's a guarantee. Guarantee break. It's called the breaker of chair pizza. It's a new pizza just came out. The extra, extra, extra large. Why does the guy need an extra, extra large pizza? It beats me. But it meant stomach because his underwear is extra large. So it is extra large pizza. I don't know which came first. Maybe it goes the other way around. Anyway, Bikitza, Shalom Shel Dover, Lemaisa, extra, extra large. You know why? Because big and large and strong. That's what makes a man successful. Big. The little and the small, insignificant. It has doesn't need a name. Mama Zetishal Ishmi. This is the story Yaakov was trying to say when he went back to Pachim Ketanim. And there was the struggle with Esav. Because the Pachim Ketanim was that the little Pachim he went back for. Because Yaakov, you know, his lesson is everything has significance. From the small little Pach, from the small little Yaakov, from the small little Yaakov, what's going to come, Klal Yisrael? From the small little Pachim Ketanim, the Medrash saying, came the Nes of Chanukah. And if he wouldn't have gone back to the Pachim Ketanim, we wouldn't have had the Nes of Chanukah. And Yaakov Avinu understood that everything has significance for the small, because Hashakol Baruch L'Chvoida, Hakol Baruch L'Chvoida, everything has significance. We don't know from where it's going to be. Me'ayin Yavoy Ezri, we don't know from where. Baruch Hashem created so many different things in this world, and everything has so much significance. Because it's bringing out Kovet Shemayim. So it could be a little Pach. The problem in this generation, Hashem Yiram, we're so absorbed with this in our blood. We've been robbed again. We've been robbed by Eliphaz and Esav. We've been robbed. We've been taught that big and having a lot, that's success. And only if you're a mamish, a person that has a lot of money, or a lot of this, or a lot of that, then you're successful, a lot of cars, a lot of this. The world out there of Edoim is big and flashy and significant. It's only something that's very big.
And the Torah HaKadosh says everything has significance. Every single little thing. And this is the biggest problem, Rabbi Yisrael, because this is one of the biggest problems that we have, that we waste so much. Because in our eyes, well, so what is a paper cup? And who cares that little piece of bread? And what about that? Who cares that little orange that's laying over there? But no, Rabbi Yisrael, everything has the ability to be covered Shemayim. The orange and the apple and the little piece of apple that's there. Don't throw it out. It has significance. It's a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Baruch L'Chvoidoi. You make a bracha on it. You brought covers of Shammai and that bracha. Who knows what it could do, Rabbi Yisrael, from that little apple that was sitting in the corner with the bruise on it. Oh, it has a bruise on it. Chuck it in the wastebasket. This cup, throw it out. This thing, chuck it out. It's a little thing. Who cares? It doesn't have any significance. It's small. It doesn't have any significance. Throw it out. You have a whole thing left over. Chuck it in the wastebasket. All that food and all that. Hashem Yirachem. We come to waste because we don't understand that everything has significance, Rabbi Yisrael. And it's also again, that's where comes the whole in of Zerah Levatol also, Rabbi Yisrael. Because we waste everything. So that goes with waste also. Everything, we throw away the generation. Throw away this and throw away that. Everything can be wasted. We don't realize the significance. Yaakov Avinu was Mida. He didn't lose the Tipa Zerah. Everything has significance, Rabbi Yisrael. Down to the last drop, it has significance. 100%, Rabbi Yisrael. 1,000% significance. Every little thing. That's Yaakov Avinu Pacham Tanim. And Yaakov, from that came Nes Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisrael. And the little Pach Shemen that the Chashmonoim saw and they found, they could have said, oh, a little Pach, what are we going to do with this Pach? We have 8 days to go till we get tar and oil. Junk it. What can we do already? Throw it in the waste paper basket. You put it away for some old, get rid of it. It's a little piece of oil. We can't do anything with it. They took it, they filled up. And that's why we have Nes Chanukah. But this goes much deeper, Rabbi Yisrael. This is so that we have to understand. We get it out of our thing. Everything has significance because it's so important for us, Rabbi Yisrael. Because all of us suffer from this, Rabbi Yisrael. The most people suffer. We speak about many times. The low LSE, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the machla of the generation. The machla. I don't know for how many generations, and it's causing people to go on drugs and who knows what. Rabbi Yisrael, all the problems. Or the issues of this side, the issues of the generation all comes because no one has esteem. No one has esteem. You say to a guy, even you compliment a guy, what's going on? I just said you're a good guy. Why are you saying that, Rebbe, to me? What am I saying? Because you did good. He gets all nervous with a compliment. He can't handle it. Why? His esteem, never heard it. His esteem is so low. You know why his esteem is so low? Because many of us don't know what we're doing here. We don't have significance. We're not the CEO of Starbucks. We don't run a construction company in West Virginia, a very successful construction company. We're not the head of Oxford University. We're not the head of Oxford, we're not professor in Oxford. We're little Yanko Pfefferkorn, peppercorn in English. Yiddish is Pfefferkorn. I'm little Yanko Pfefferkorn. I learn in Koilo. Hello. Do you have some money? He ain't got too much money. He just went to the bank and he asked if he could take out a little bit. He said, we're going to lock you to the thing. You're so much in debt already. Let me take out. You're going to be taken out of the bank soon. He went to the ATM machine. They said, get out. Pick signs. A hand came out of the ATM machine and pulled him in. You're meshubit to the bank right now. Two handcuffs came out quickly and locked him up. You're minus 700,000 shekels. You haven't earned in a long time. What's wrong with you? This little guy, Yanko Pfefferkorn, was saying, he thinks he has, he walks around depressed, all upset. He's not the CEO. He sees this big guy walk coming down the Cadillac, down the block. He gives a hitch. The guy goes in the puddle, gets him all dirty. His finger. All covered in mud. Anyway, so this Yaakov Pfefferkorn, what does he feel? He doesn't feel like he's in nothing of himself. He feels nothing can come out of him of himself. that he doesn't understand this is the Nesef, this is Yankov, you know, but this is Yisoyed of Yankov. And we all have significance, we all have a name of Yisoyed. We all have a name. We have to know, we have to understand that name just represents someone to call us. The name is something that we have to know that it's Atachlis. They say the famous, it's the Vedic Chazal, the Medu, or whatever it is, that says that you come upstairs after 120, they go, okay, you come up, then you have to ask your name, to remember your name. So the Maisa, so there's a school, at the end of Shmona Esrei, they say the Psukim. So Dovid Olasek once said over, he said a very, like a more comical thing. He said, what do you mean, the guy doesn't forget his name? He said, imagine seeing this guy, 75 years old, he's sitting up there. Bert? No. Frank? No. Samuel? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Yankala. Oh, it's Yankala! That's the pshat. Does that know his name? The pshat is that you have a tafki. The name represents your essence. You have something to accomplish down here, and you can accomplish it, no one else. And that significance of that accomplishment, person, to be whatever you are in this world, it's supposed to give you that feeling that without you, we can't exist. Klai Yisrael can't exist. The Bereishis can't exist. He needs you. Bereishis wants you and needs you. He needs your name. He needs your tafkid. He needs what you produce. Whether how small your bank account is, or how little, how weak you are, or how this you are, it doesn't make a difference. You could be sitting there in a corner and the whole world can need you for your Torah. For one time in the world, the Chazal said, first you bring down, and for 1 second the world's without Torah, one person will be learning, he saved the entire world. He made a bracha with kavana. Who knows what you accomplished? We don't think about it. We don't realize every amen, yeshmei rabba, everything that we do, it's our doing, with our nishoinis. It's Yankul, Fefakorn, who has his nishoinis, and he accomplishes. He comes to say that with his nishoinis, he has whatever it is, he's so different in his makeup than every other person that ever came to this world, and his task has to be accomplished. And he understands that it's the biggest, it's the CEO of the world. It's a kobol chvoidai. It's Yankul Avino. Yeshli Koil. Everything has significance. Everything has meaning. Everything that I do affects the world, me, yes. Every Omeg, every time I come to Shacharis and I overcome the Yetzirah, it's a different world because of it. Not just a different me. It's a different world. The Gemara says we're foolish. The person has to look at himself that the world is Chetzizak. And one mitzvah I do, I change the world forever. And this person doesn't get into his noodle. He's missing. He should walk around with the greatest confidence because everything that I do has a myriadic significance. When I answer amen, I make a bracha. When I come to a daven, I daven with a little more kavana. It's a different world. That's what you have to realize. And that has to give us confidence, the feeling of self-confidence, self-esteem. That I can change the world. I won't be necessarily by running a company. And it won't be necessarily, and maybe it will be, you'll be a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rav. But even if it's not, even if you're sitting in a corner somewhere, but you dive with a good Shmona Esrei, you can affect the world, Rabbos. You can change. We don't know, Rabbos. We never know. But it's clear the fact that every individual can change the world, Rabbos. Can make a really big difference. And you dive a little more kavani, who knows how you can help us out of another universe. It's all about the significance. Yaakov, you know, fought with the Malach over this poyosoi. Mashemecha, we don't have to call names to anything. Nothing really has big, only big things have significance. We don't have to call names. A general name, Edom. Yaakov, you know, comes from Akev, to the bottom of the heel, which means nothing. But Sarisa, I'm going to give you the name, because you now have accomplished and overcome this Yisoid, and you would have to get a name, and that's the bracha that he was Beirachim. The bracha is the name that you just acquired to the fact that you accomplished it after this world. This is the Yisoid of the struggle between us and Edoy and the world of Boisai. Having significance and feeling good about being a person that's serving Hashem in the smallest way for the Boisai. And this is what Hanukkah is all about in Boisai. When you light that small little narrow, it doesn't have to be too big. You light that small little there, you light it up, Rabbi Yisrael. You're now attached to those Hashmonoim who took that small flask, who could have thrown away, it has no significance. That small flask that goes back
to Yaakov, you know, who ran back to get it. Let it be, Yaakov. You'll go to Walmart tomorrow. Buy another 10 by 10 of them. What do you need the Pachim Kdanim? Because there's nothing insignificant. Everything has meaning. And who knows, when that Pacha Kotan might come out a miracle, like it did. So we light those neighbors of Boisei Hanukkah. We get ready for Hanukkah. We have to get ready to be on the highest level. But say, lighting up the Nair represents, we're attaching ourselves to the Yisoy, that this little Nair represents so much significance in the small little Nair of Boisei. So much significance. We should be able to understand that. We should be able to learn a little about what we have to accomplish, to think about what we have to accomplish with our name. And be able to mekadei, shakol baruch voidai, be able to bring about the ultimate revelation, the Shias HaKedem.